So this is our PowerPoint presentation. We have chosen to tell about the affection the society have on young people. And first we have seen this commercial by Tempt, and Tempt is a special brand of ciders which young people drink. We think that the commercials, they affect the young people to drink, because you can see in the commercial that the girl, she's wearing almost no clothes on, so it has really some sexual lines in it, and she has a mask on, so it makes her really mysterious and you want to find out who she is. And then in the end she asks, when were you last tempted? So you are like tempted for her, and you can go look on their website to see their brand and to find out who she is. They have a slogan called Be Curious, and therefore I can draw some parallels to that. If you're curious, then you try this alcohol and you start to drink. So they really encourage the young people to start drinking, and if you start drinking this alcohol, you will also find out what his secret is and who this mysterious person is. And still they recommend their brand. So, but you could also get influenced by friends, because when you're young, you just really want to have fun and you want to be the popular one who's hanging out with the cool guys, and you're really dealing with a lot of feelings and influence around you, because you're in this point of your life where you just have to decide what you want with your life and who you're gonna be. You have to really make your own identity. And people, they can really influence you in a bad way, even though you don't really notice it. For an example, if your friends go to a party, then you just don't want to be at home alone, sitting, watching a television. Cause you, of course, you want to be with your friends and have fun like them. And if you are in this bad environment where people are drinking, you could maybe get pressured to drinking alcohol because all your other friends do it. But it's not just here in Denmark minds can be tempted to drink. It's really happening everywhere around the world. For example, Amanda told about France as an example. They are drinking cider in Denmark, which we here in Denmark has considered as an alcoholic drink. A drink we used to drink to parties. They just drink it as an everyday drink, just like our soda or lemonade. Their kids and their grown-ups, they drink it. Even though there's an alcoholic percent from 3 to 5 in the cider. And at New Year's Eve, you could also find a champagne bottle, which is made for kids, but there's alcohol in it. It's just covered up in this pretty little colored bottle.